Right, we learned yesterday a lot about the Sfiras HaOmer, and more specifically about the we spoke about Noshim. We spoke about the obligation lispo le'atzmoy, the person has to count himself. I want to analyze at the beginning of this year the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, which we haven't seen, which is not connected to earlier piece. The Mishnah Berurah, end of Sif Katan Hey. So I'm in page 188. He says the following halacha. Kosvo achoinim, the achoinim write. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4th line from the top on page 188 in our Dish editions of the Mishnah Berurah. Kosvo achoinim. The achoinim write is sfira muta b'choloshin. What language can you count the oima? What language? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that you can count in any language. If you feel like counting in English, count in English. If you want to count in French, by all means, count in French. You can count in any language. Muta b'chol loshin. Ubilvat, provided shiyovin oisa loshin, as long as you understand it. So, if your English is good, you can count in English. However, if your French is poor, then you should not count the Sfiras HaOmer in French. So, you've got to make sure you actually understand what you're saying. If you don't understand, and here comes the Chiddush, if you don't understand what you're saying, afilu siper beloshen hakodesh, even if you counted in loshen hakodesh, ain't yotze, not yotze. Why? Tekiven de lo yoda maika omar, since you don't understand what you're saying, since you have no idea, you don't understand what you're physically doing, ain't a sphere, it's not considered the counting. So this is a couple of chidushim over here. So again, first point the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the achoinim is that you can really say it in any language. You can say it in any language, which I think, yeah, that might not be such a chiddush. We can probably understand that you can do it in any other language. That's point number one. Point number two is that, yes, it's true, you can't say no language, but you've got to understand it. So it has to be clearly understood. Right. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues from there, and he says, yeah, but even if you say in Lashon HaKodesh, it must be that you understand. This is a machloikus. Some say that if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, you're yoytze either way, even if you don't comprehend what you're doing. See what the Mishnah Berurah says underneath in the Shaar HaTzion Sif Katan Hey. He says in Sif Katan Vav, Magen Avraham Eli Rabbe V'chok Yankov, V'av Shebechol Mokim Yoytzim B'loshna Kodesh, Av Al Pi She'enu Mevin. Here he asks a question. He says, what happens if you say Shema? Say you're reciting Shema, which we know is also a deraisa. We know it's also a Torah obligation. And say you don't understand what the word Esev means. Or for that matter, you actually don't. You're not quite sure anymore what Toitofos actually means. You're forgetting what the word means of what's a hard one? You're forgetting one of the words, and you're not sure, and you actually don't understand you're forgetting, you don't know the translation of that word. But you're saying Shema properly, carefully, slowly, adequately. Are you yoytze, yes or no? You're not understanding that translation of that word. Are you yoytze, yes or no? Are you yoytze Shema without understanding it?
Yes.
You are. Of course you are Yoytze. Now, which is interesting, because here again, the halacha earlier, a long time ago, we learned that in Chelek Aleph, when we learned El Cheshma, we discussed the following. Can you say Shema in different languages or not? Can you say Shema in English? You can. Sure you can. You can. You can. What happens if you don't understand English? Say you're saying it in Chinese. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said Chinese. Nowadays, it's not a good. What if you're saying it in? You're saying it in Italian, in Spanish, in whatever language.
Afrikaans.
Pardon?
Then in Afrikaans.
Say in Afrikaans, yeah. So so the halacha is, you can say Shema in different languages, provided you understand it. So if you sing it in English, you're fine. And you'll say, by the way, has a little interesting halacha and a footnote. The Biskarov was very concerned about, you know, his the way he pronounced the words. He was very makpit. And we know that the Shema of the Biskarov took a long time. Because you had to say the Ayin was quite a challenge. And the Ayin in particular was quite a challenge for him. He wanted to make sure to be Yotzer. When it came to the word Asaf, which means grass, he used to be very careful. He used to say Asaf again and Asaf again, trying to say the guttural Ayin, Asaf, which the Sfadim are very good at doing, but we are not so good at it. The Asaf, so he said it Asaf and Asaf and Asaf and Asaf until he actually said, you know what? He said grass. He said it in Yiddish, grass, because we can, if you say it in other language, Yotze. And Groz is an easy word to pronounce and say. So he said, of Misgrov would be Yotze, to say Shema by saying Groz as opposed to Esav. Now, so yes, you can be Yotze saying Shema in other languages, absolutely, as long as you understand it. Now, what happens if you don't understand Shema and you sing Loshna Kodesh or Yotze? Loshna Kodesh. Ya Yotze. So there's an exception. So there's a difference between, there's a difference and a distinction between Loshna Kodesh and other languages. Other languages, Ya Yotze, but you've got to understand it. Loshna Kodesh, Ya Yotze, even if you don't understand. And this is why it is different than Tzfiya Sa'oma. Mishtabu is Mechadish over here. And he says, well, it's a question really. How come that when it comes to Shema, if I say it in Loshna Kodesh without understanding, I'm Yotze? But when it comes to reciting Sfira Sa'oma, it's a really good question. When it comes to reciting Sfira Sa'oma, and I'm saying Loshna Kodesh, and I don't understand what he means to say. If I say Ayom Shloish Yomim La'oma, I haven't got a clue what I'm saying. If I'm saying Ayom Chamish Yomim La'oma, and I haven't got a clue what I'm saying, but it's the correct day, it's the correct words, and it's correctly pronounced. I'm not Yoitze Kodesh Mishtua. Why? What is the difference? What is the difference between Sfira Sa'oma and any other parts of davening which we know, you're Yotze if you're saying it in Loshna Kodesh, even if you don't understand it. What's the difference?
It's a count.
This is what the Bialocha, the Bishai Tzion answers. So the question I just said now is the question of the Chofetz Chaim in Shai Tzion. And he answers, here it is worse. The domilah the kasavnu b'simen nun mishtebu seif cotton base b'shem achronim ein sham is that it is different of the rab yai b'tzeisik al zeber moi v'ktzir mitoisves reish pegel and emorin u'dvorenun nitchu dvorov. So what the bialoche is pointing, what the Shaitzin is pointing out over here, is what he's meaning to be Metzayan is that there's a difference between counting is different. Because when it comes to Sfira Sa'oma, you have to physically count. It's all about counting. And there is no such thing. It makes absolutely no sense to go through a counting without understanding that you're actually counting. So when it comes to Shema, the mitzvah of Shema is the reciting of Shema. So if you are saying Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands your Shema, even if you don't. So if you're saying Loshna Kodesh, you're Yotze, even if you don't understand some parts of it. However, when it comes to Sfira Sa'oma, you've got to understand, the fact you're saying Loshna Kodesh doesn't help you, because it's, the mitzvah is a counting. It's a numerical addition, a daily addition from 1 till 49. If you don't understand what you're saying, you're not counting. It wouldn't make sense. It's the definition of counting is to understand what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're saying and what you're counting, you're not Yotze. This is the pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. There is Cholkim, there is Achronim who disagree, and they hold that you are Yotze in Loshna Kodesh, even if you don't understand. But the Mishnah Berurah holds clearly, and that's the halacha, that if you don't understand what you're saying, you're not Yotze. Continues that's this Mishnah Berurah over here. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be I am mistaken, I seem to remember davening once, a couple of years ago, I davened Ma'ariv a number of years ago, I davened with a Yemenite minion, Taimonim. And I could be wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, the Yemenites, the way they count, they actually count in Aramaic. Has anybody got any experience in that? No? So I feel it would be worthwhile checking, but I think that the Taimonim, they count in they don't say Yoim, Shnei Yomim Lo'oima, they say it in Aramaic. And the reason why they do so is because they were, that's the most common language for them, and they wanted to make it close to their home tongue and to their own language, and therefore they're counting in Aramaic. And as long as you understand what you're doing, obviously that's the best. It's very much in line with this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we continue. Top of the page, we're still in Sif Aleph. The way we count is by standing. Me'umot, you've got to stand. Ve'levorich techila, besides that, is an odd halacha that you've got to make a bracha before counting. Now, with regards to the first point, tzorich lispoy me'umot, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav, tzorich lispoy me'umot, ve'tzorich lamoid mishar shemaschil habracha. You've got to stand from the beginning of the bracha. So you count for the mitzvah, and you count for the preceding bracha. You stand. You stand for the bracha, and you stand for the counting. V'di'evet afilim sipa miyushav yotzen, if a person sat, is still yotze v'di'evet. The women who count, do they also stand? Women who count, stand? Yeah, they do. Why do we stand? So the Shad Sinin Zivkotten Zayin brings Zivkotten Zayin v'chem muchach betur v'chem beis Yosef, because the Gemara says, pardon?
I'm asking, why do you have to be standing in order to count? If it's just a counting, you can count sitting down. Like,
good question. I want to just quote the Shai Tzion. He brings it from a Gemara. It's a Yalfusa, it's a Gzer, a Kosa from a Pasuk. Medeksiv melchel chemesh bekoma. Al tiki bekoma, elo bekoima. Bekoima means while standing. Heightened, on a high level. Bekoima. And that means standing. So it's exercise costal. So you're right, actually. I mean, I very much value your question, because really, if it's a technical kind of counting that we're doing, what's the reason why we are standing? It's a good question. But the main exercise costal is that we've got to stand. I hear your question. Now, I want to point out something which I feel is something which bothers me sometimes. You sometimes see Yidden who have tremendous kavana when they count the Sfiras HaOmer, and they've got a kavana the way one should really make a bracha, with all the kavana and loud and clear and proper, and that's the way it's got to be done. Of course. But what's interesting to note is that I've noticed numerous times that you see sometimes people doing the bracha with all the kavana, but when it comes to the actual counting, it's a Yom Shoy Shalom Loimah. Right, yeah, you know, that's it. So, and I sometimes find it a bit bizarre that I hear, of course, the bracha is great, of course, but it's a birkas hamitzvahs. And the reason why we make this bracha is because we thank Hashem for the opportunity of doing the mitzvah. So it makes no sense to do the bracha with tremendous kavana and then zoom through the mitzvah in a second. Yeah, I know it's a technical mitzvah, a technical kind of mitzvah, and of course it's about counting. But it's the main thing is the mitzvah, not the bracha. The bracha is to enable it. We're thanking for the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to be done at least just as properly as the bracha. I've noticed that, and I just something which bothers me sometimes, that it makes little sense. People are so enthusiastic about the bracha, and then kind of fail to do the mitzvah in a consistent manner. Okay, just on the side. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. There's a mitzvah of counting the days and the weeks. So there's two parts of the mitzvah. One is counting the days, and then afterwards the weeks plus the days. Obviously, that only starts after day 7, And there's a machlokes rishonim, if that's two separate mitzvahs or it's one mitzvah which is divided into two. But either way, halacha lemaaseh, we've got to count the days and the weeks. Ketzad, how do you do that? P'yom rishon oimer, on the first day we say yom echad ba'oima hachik shemagiel shiva yomim, until we reach 7 days, as yomim, then we say yom shiva yomim shem shiva echad ba'oima. So we reach seven, and then we say seven, which is 1 week, etc. Over yom shmini, on the eighth day, what happens then? Hayom shmini yomim shem shiva echad v'yom echad la'oima ba'oima. Eighth day, we say. It's interesting how the Shulchan Aruch is. He's so generous in explaining the mathematical aspect. Makes me always feel very good, because my numeracy skills are quite poor. So I'm seeing Shulchan Aruch is going in great detail to make the additions for us. That's good. So v'yom hashmini yom hayom shmoni yomim, on the eighth day, say today's 8 days, shem shavu echad, which is 1 week, v'yom echad in 1 day, v'oima. V'chein, and similarly, and so on, at Shmigel Abosa, until you get reach 14. And guess what you're going to do when you hit 14? Guess what? You're going to say 14, which is 2. Then you continue. Until you reach 49. Right, I had to be careful now which day we are tonight. But right, so now the nusach. What's the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch? How does he say it? Hayoim yoim echad. What does he say? Boima. Is that your nusach as well? No, Mishpach Spangled says Loima. What's generally the minig? Ba. Yeah? La. Lamed. Says the Mishtabu, Esif Kotten Ches. Huberoi poiskim an nusach lo oima. Majority of authorities say lo oima. Miu, ikadawaze, eno lechatchila. This is only a lechatchila. No worries if you get it. It's not kidelevaya shumoinim yoim shikivas oima vala. Whether you go lo oima or bo oima. He says it doesn't make so much an essential difference. And if you said today is the third Nam Yotze, you're still Yotze. So even if you fail to say the word Loima or Boima, you're still Yotze B'diavad. So never mind if you're getting in Loima or Boima. But even if you don't even say the word oima, you're still yotze b'diavad. Now there's a lot of toiras in the poiskim, in the mefalpalim. What's the difference between loima and bo'oima? And they try to make a lot of machlokes out of this. Halach lemaaseh, it doesn't make so much of a difference. Person should stick to one minig and go to that. Try to pick your grandfather's siddur or your father's siddur and do it consistently, whatever, but do it with the same nusach consistently. Now, I have a very strange chumah which I saw. I don't understand it. I really don't. It's brought down in some. I find it very true. We know Shlomo Zalman was the most balanced poisek of the last generation. Shlomo Zalman was the most balanced. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was the most balanced and leveled genius Torah giant which existed in our generation. Shlomo Zalman was so leveled and balanced. Now I saw, and it's brought down on the side in our Dish editions as well, and I totally fail to understand that. I completely don't get it. So he says over here that Shlomo Zalman hoyodis boy pam achas lo oima v'pam achas bo oima. So Shlomo Zalman used to count twice. He used to say lo oima and afterwards bo oima. But when people asked him, he didn't advise them to do that. He would do this chumrah for himself personally. Now, I don't get that at all. Now, it doesn't make... I don't understand that. I don't understand. I really don't understand that. You cannot possibly... It doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you to say first lo'im and then after bo'ima? I'll tell you why I don't understand it. I'll tell you why I don't understand it. People who count twice, let's say one person counts once at the beginning of the night after Nacht, and afterwards he wishes to count later after Rabbeinu Tam's man again. I get that. There's people who want to be Machmir. On the one hand, you want to do Zizi Makdimim, you want to count straight away by Nacht. On the other hand, you want to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. We learned and saw yesterday, there is many authorities who hold that Sfiras HaOmer might be touching on the Deraisa, so therefore you want to be Machmir, you want to do Rabbeinu Tam, Deraisa, like the Mishnebu suggests elsewhere. Alright, okay, I hear that. So you want to count twice, once early Nacht and once Rabbeinu Tam Nacht. Okay, that's a Chumrah, I hear that. I can also hear people who have other Chumrahs with regards to Sfiras HaOmer in terms of, you want to have a minion. But here, to say twice, Lo'oimah and Bo'oimah, is for me a very bizarre, if I may say, chumrah. Because even if you hold that you should say lo'oima, you're yoitz if you say bo'oima. And if you hold that you should say bo'oima, surely, but yeah, but you're yoitz if you're saying lo'oima too. You are yoitz. So why would you say the second time you're yoitz already? It doesn't make sense. You can't count twice. You can't count twice. If you're yoitz already once, you can't count a second time. To me, this is a very... it's very hard to believe that Shlomo Zalman did that. It's really hard for me to believe. Does anybody have any suggestions?
Maybe you just wanted to be yoitz in both opinions.
But you can't be yoitz in both opinions. Because even the opinion who holds that whichever way you want to do first, you're going to be yoitz. You can't be yoitz a second time because you've counted already.
To the other opinion.
He didn't want to stick to one particular opinion and give credibility to the second opinion. Perhaps. Right. I mean, I did look up into another sefer that brings Minhagim of Shlomo Zalman. There it's not quoted, it's not brought down at all. So I'm not even sure that he actually did do it. But it's brought on the side over here. Halicha Shlomo doesn't bring this down. The other Sforim of Shlomo Zalman don't actually bring this. Okay, just on the side. Now this is the halacha of lo'im and ba'oima. Now what happens if a person, what if a person only says today was 8 days and he doesn't actually break it down into weeks? Yoitze or not yoitze?
Weeks.
So you've got to do it. So you're yoitz or not yoitz?
Not
yoitz. Not yoitz. Mishnebus have gotten tests.
It only makes a difference when you've completed a week.
Oh, you're saying that weeks only make a difference on day 7, 14, etc. Mishnebus have gotten tests. Uvayoyim ashmini yoyma. Vim loy oma elayoyim shmoyne yomim. If a person only says today was 8 days, doesn't actually say today was 8 days, which was 1 week and 1 day, nami yotzo is still yotze. Why? Shariizki shvuas esmal b'yom hashvi, because yesterday he said seven, and he said yesterday he said it was a full week, and therefore you are yoitze because yesterday you counted the weeks, and if it's a mid-week counting, you are therefore going to be yoitze by just saying 8, 9, 10, etc. V'chein and similarly, im lo yamar leyom shvu echad v'yom echad, if you're just saying today was 1 week and 1 day, belchud only, and you're not saying today was 8 days, you're just saying today is 7 days and 1 day. Nam yotze still yotze. Sherek vayiske ayomim shavu kol echad b'yomoy. Now, this is an important halacha. It's very important because it happens frequently that people who are weaker in mass, I'm looking at myself, Chaim, don't listen to this part. Chaim Ketanka, don't listen to this part. But people who are making mistakes in the count. So they're saying today is, will be a good example, today is, let's say today is 36, let's say 36, and then instead of saying, they're breaking it into the wrong, so they're saying the correct week, or it could be both scenarios really. Let's think of what would be a good example. You're saying, let's say 15. So instead of saying today was 15, which is 2 weeks and 1 day, somebody would say today was 15, which is 2 weeks and 2 days, for instance. So, is it Yotze or not Yotze? Yotze or not Yotze? Certainly not. But are you bedieved Yotze? Next day, can you count with the bracha? Or have you messed up the counting altogether? So, based on this Mishnah Berurah, since you did one part of the counting correctly, you said today is 15 days, so you've done that part, and therefore you're Yotze. You are Yotze, although you messed up the second part of the counting, but since you've done one part of the counting correctly, you're actually Yotze. You are Yotze. And therefore you could be counting the subsequent night still with a bracha, according to this Mishnah Berurah over here. Right, okay. Fine. What have we learned this evening? Baruch Hashem, what have we learned? We have learned. We started off speaking about the halacha that a person can be counting in other languages. He can be yotze counting in other languages, provided you understand it. In Lashon HaKodesh, also, if you understand, you're yotze. If you don't understand, you're not yotze. We then discussed the halacha that you count whilst you're standing, but if you're sitting as well, you should be standing. You should make a bracha before the counting. We count the days and the weeks. If you only count the weeks, only the days, you're not bringing it down correctly, you're still yotze b'dieved. With regards to the nusach of lo'oima or bo'oima, one should stick consistently to 1 minute. But b'dieved you're yotze either way. These were the halachas we covered this evening, and we'll be ready for Siv Beis Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Okay, I wish you a very good evening, gentlemen.